Dr. Tal Mimran is an associate professor at the Tzfat Academic College. He's the academic coordinator of the International Law Forum of Hebrew University. A very good morning. It's been a while. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Glad to be with you.
Nice to chat to you. So, of course, as Israel intensifies the operation in Gaza, pushing to what looks like the final chapter of this war, there's been a huge amount of discussion, condemnation, defense of the fact that humanitarian aid hasn't been allowed into Gaza since sometime in March, and now it is starting to trickle through. With all of that, how do we understand, how does the law understand the obligations of a country like Israel who is at war with this terror organization?
So just like the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, this situation did not begin at October 7. The issue of humanitarian aid and more broadly the humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip is something that Israel is dealing with for dozens of years, both during the times in which Israel was an occupying force in the Gaza Strip and also after the disengagement during which all Israeli soldiers and civilians were removed from Gaza, and Gaza was left to manage its affairs on its own since 2007. Even then, the world has been insisting that Israel will take care of the humanitarian situation in Gaza. Now, in this specific context, the issue of humanitarian aid has been the fuel that underlied most of the international proceedings against Israel. It is the main issue in the ICC. It is the main issue in the ICJ. It was specifically the issue that was dealt during the preliminary proceedings that were taken in the case between South Africa and Israel. And now it has come to the diplomatic fora in full strength. Now, on the one hand, every state which engages in an international armed conflict or in an armed conflict with a non-state entity has an obligation to allow the entry of humanitarian aid. When the state is occupying the territory, when it is the entity which is able to dominate the territory and exercise effective control over it, then it has a strengthened obligation also to provide humanitarian aid on its behalf. Now, when it comes to Israel and Gaza, there is a discussion now. Is Israel occupying the Gaza Strip? Is Israel occupying partially parts of the Gaza Strip? What is the extent of obligation for Israel? Now, from the side of Israel, I would say that the main problem is that the government of Israel never took a clear stance on the matter. We never decided that we are laying a siege on Gaza, which creates a certain legal situation, nor did we declare the occupation of Gaza, which creates a completely different situation. And while Israel is not taking a stance and not clarifying the nature of its conduct within the Gaza Strip, then this invites the international community to opine on the matter. And we know that the U.S. has been pushing for an idea that private companies, private American companies, will take over the issue of humanitarian aid. Now, for me, this is a catastrophic idea. This is really not a good idea. First, it is not clear if this is yet another circle in which the U.S. is funding Israel. Right. And in return, Israel is using the funds to pay American companies. So we are seeing this usually in the military sphere in terms of ammunition, arms, and etc. Are we now privatizing the humanitarian, the meals of the children of Gaza? It seems to me odd. In addition, Israel is losing control, and the status of the Israeli soldier within the Gaza Strip will be diminished significantly. When Israel allows private companies to enter and fulfill its role in the battlefield, I think that this invites risks to the soldiers of the IDF. Finally, in terms of accountability, those companies are at the end of the day serving Israel. And in this regard, if something happens, if there will be a riot in which people will die, if there will be some zones that will not properly receive their meals, and as such, starvation will take place, Israel will still be responsible. So you are taking from yourself the control, you are taking from yourself the ability to impact the situation in reality, but you are maintaining the responsibility on the legal level, and of course on the diplomatic level. So right. What are we doing here?
So you gain really nothing. Unclear. In fact, you set yourself up for failure. So what is the answer to this? If you were advising the Israeli government, what would mm-hmm. you tell them to do?
Well, I actually said 10 years ago, I used to serve in reserve duty as a legal advisor mm-hmm. in the service of the IDF during wars. And I used to sit for a while with the commander of the Southern Command, authorizing targets. But in addition to that, I used to sit actually in the command room, which deals with humanitarian affairs.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I can attest that right. the IDF is working very hard. You have a team of dozens of people which meet and work together on a daily basis only to coordinate and plan and verify the humanitarian issue in the Palestinian territories, the West Bank and in the Gaza Strip. In addition to that, you have hundreds of soldiers which are involved in facilitating, safeguarding humanitarian assistance, and etc. This is an enterprise which only 6 months into the war, only after 6 months since October 7, it has cost Israel $52 million,
Whoa.
The issue of humanitarian aid. And a year has passed since then.
Right.
So this is a very serious matter which Israel does undertake on itself and operates very seriously. But on the other hand, when it comes to the public discussion and the diplomatic level, it seems that Israel prefers to stay vague or silent rather than to expose all of the efforts that it is doing. There is a twisted logic in which the government says, well, I don't want to recognize it because then it will be expected
right.
of me.
Oh, gosh.
But it is expected,
but it expected
of you,
anyway.
Of you nevertheless.
Right. It's
yeah,
happening
exactly.
anyway. Right.
Exactly.
So the answer would be...
So that's life in the, yeah, Middle, in right. the Middle East, Howard. We are repeating mistakes and we are going in circles. And we are fighting over principles which have no meaning in reality, really. Sometimes that's the absurdity of living in these parts.
So in terms of what's happening now, Israel is allowing a certain amount of aid mm-hmm. through. Is that a moral obligation? Is that a legal obligation? Or is there no obligation?
So it is definitely a moral issue. Even mm-hmm. in the Bible, you have an obligation to treat guests in your country or in areas in which you control, people under your control, you have an obligation to care for them.
Right, right.
It derives from the very fundamental book from which the Israeli nation was established.
Right.
In terms of law, absolutely. There is an obligation to allow military assistance during war unless you are laying a siege on a territory. So you can lay a siege on a territory and then you can limit very significantly the humanitarian aid. But even then, there is an obligation to verify that you are not reaching the level of starvation.
Right.
Now, the problem with not recognizing your authority over the Gaza Strip, it also means that you don't have the authority to declare the humanitarian situation. And as such, the international community is consuming information which comes from the Gaza Ministry of Health and
right,
from civil
right.
society operating in Gaza, which obviously want to exacerbate the imagery and the sense of risk arising amounting from the mm-hmm. Gaza Strip.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, you
so
could have taken
continues.
Control over the narrative. You could
yeah,
have
yeah.
verified by yourself the real situation. And we are seeing in the social network, it's crazy. You're seeing
yeah,
new
restaurants
opening in Gaza,
yeah.
wonderful preps, soups, shawarma, you name it. Some people are eating very well,
yeah,
and some people are not. This
mm.
means that the zone is badly managed.
Yeah.
And when Israel tries to stay in between, to be present in the territory but not to control it, then of course that you will have these disparities and you will have these anomalies and you will be one who is held accountable for that.
That is 100%.
So a very
right.
problematic situation,
yeah.
to be honest.